Are we ready? Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Hi. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Look at that just absolutely beautiful blue sky out there. It is the Monica J Show, your show, live and local for all of Northern Nevada. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. All kinds of ways to get with us today. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's my direct email, which I check all the way through the show and before the show and after the show, pretty much all day with the number of emails that you send me. Also, our talk and text line. Love that talk and text. Sometimes people don't want to be directly on the air. They might be recognized. That's okay. 884-9910, 884-9910. And of course, the website. You gotta love the website, 991fmtalk.com. If you go to our website today, check into our poll question. In light of the latest information from the CDC about COVID-19, should all related restrictions just be lifted? Reading some great articles about our farmers market is coming back. We're going to see a number of farmers markets around the area. But they're trying to work around the COVID-19 restrictions. Italy and Germany. Germany's the good one. That one actually had some information leaked. A memo that wasn't supposed to be leaked. That COVID-19 has been overblown. And they should be done with it. It was a scam. Because you can't have a farce like this work in just the United States. You have to work with an organization that works with everybody. Professionals coming out saying that the Sweden numbers would have been no difference had they shut the entire country down. But Sweden stayed open. And boy, did they catch hell for it. Seems like the only states that are still locked down in this country are ones that are controlled by Democrats. You have to ask yourself why. Yesterday's poll question, should candidates who spread misinformation be held accountable? 82% said yes. Nine 9% said that's what they do. Few people said they can be. Don't vote for them. Nobody in America is accountable unless you work hard and pay taxes. Some great answers there. But to the they can be, don't vote for them. That doesn't work. Because for one thing, the media doesn't challenge candidates on misinformation that was spread. Another thing is that people don't believe, or they do believe, the misinformation. What does that mean? That means people believe what they're going to believe. And that's just different for everybody. Okay, look at what Harry Reid did. Saying the things about Mitt Romney. Well, I mean, honestly, now that I look back, I am glad that Mitt Romney was never elected, but he came out and admitted afterwards that he had lied. People still voted for him. The media didn't jump on the fact that he had lied and spread misinformation. Why? The election was already over. So how do you decipher the misinformation? Because you've got both sides saying so much just garbage that you can't distinguish. Even what you believe is your trusted news source. I mean, look at how weekly shows, people that you've thought were unbiased, talking about the rallies, the peaceful rallies in Carson City and around the entire state, of people trying to get their businesses back open so they could make a living, so they could pay taxes. They don't have the right to do that. They're putting people in harm's way. I hope they get sick and die. All the things that were said about those people, that because they were carrying firearms, which is their right, that they were instigating aggression, that they were the problem. Now these so-called trusted news sources are looking at what's going on with Black Lives Matter and Antifa in our area and driving around to the smaller communities, into the rurals, to intimidate. They have a right. They're just venting their frustrations. So they broke a window. So they did some graffiti. It's just their way of expressing themselves. It's their First Amendment right. Let me take you back. And not to the shutdown. Let me take you back to Antifa months and months and months ago. They were out protesting. They were out rioting. Portland, I mean, all sorts of places. People had finally come to the reality that they needed to be unmasked. And a lot of cities, a lot of counties, townships, even states coming together and said, you know what? You're right. And they started outlawing or banning or restricting masks. No face coverings. You didn't really hear much of Antifa after that, did you? We went for months and months and months, and they stopped doing stuff. Yet that comes along COVID-19. Now, for your safety. In everyday life, you are supposed to wear a mask in whatever you do. Grocery shopping, getting gas, taking the kids to the playground. If you don't want to get a deadly disease, you need to wear a mask. Isn't that interesting? Now that everybody's been locked up, 40 million people on unemployment, applying for unemployment. That doesn't even include the number of people that can't apply, don't have access to it. So all this tension, all this frustration, all of these lies that have been told, Antifa is back again. And everybody's wearing masks. And they're being justified. They're being protected. Do you believe that a world can actually come together? That powerful countries could actually set something in motion to destroy this country? If your answer was no, I just don't know what to say about you. I just don't know what to say. Whose experts are you listening to? Dr. Fauci, the CDC, the World Health Organization? Those groups are just like Governor Sisolak. They put people in place where they hope others follow along and listen who are not experts and should have no position of influence at all. Dr. Fauci is a doctor. An MD. He's not a virologist. He's not an immunologist. And yet, those experts are saying COVID-19 is no worse than the flu. But the numbers have been skewed to make it look worse by those organizations you're supposed to trust. I hate to go back to a TV series, but like they said in The X-Files, trust no one. Trust your eyes in the videos that are coming out and will continue to come out. We'll be back after this on your live and local FM talk stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Well, first we were talking about COVID-19. And then that's just kind of went away, except for the restrictions. All of a sudden it's gone, and we're back to talking about people's rights to protest. But when that protest turns into a riot, I'm sorry, but you should have no rights. Because that's all these things are doing. And it sparked the conversation once again about racism. And nobody talks to intelligent, conservative black men and women. The media doesn't want to hear it. They just want to keep pushing the narrative that America is racist. I would like to introduce you to two of my favorite gentlemen on, well, everything, Instagram, on Facebook, and they are absolutely hysterical and pretty damn smart at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard them before, these are the Hodge twins.
What a shame.
Hey, everybody, y'all want to take a wild guess? Y'all think these people are Democrats or conservatives?
Maybe not.
Take a wild guess. I didn't see any MAGA hats.
Yeah.
And they call us deplorables.
Hey, okay.
Look at what
we'll
y'all
bring you
doing.
The Hodge twins,
yeah, you know how many comments and emails we've gotten over the weekend talking about I'm a disgrace to my race?
Yeah.
What do you call this? I'm a law-abiding citizen. Since when is that a disgrace to a particular demographic of people?
Insane.
Now, that was a Nike store.
Yeah.
Didn't y'all stand with Colin Kaepernick?
They kneeled with Colin Kaepernick.
Believe in something, even if it means costing you everything. You right, Nike. You believe, and they took. You got people running in and out of your store like you giving out weaponations. That's what I call diversity, Nike. You know what? This whole weekend of riots, this is all a product of identity politics. For years, for these last few years, the left has painted this country to be this racist place. The president's a white supremacist.
Yeah.
Right? The Republicans are a bunch of deplorables.
Right?
What do y'all call this?
Yeah.
And I put it on CNN just for, you know, I just want to and giggles. Right? And Don Lemon says this.
Many of our cities, our major cities in this country, in chaos. There's unrest in our cities. And so far, no appeal from the President of the United States for calm. We're waiting for some leadership instead of division. And so far, silence.
I'm confused. Don, you've been telling your audience.
Yeah.
Past 4 years. Yeah, that he's a white supremacist, and you want him to come out to calm down the public. Why would your audience listen to Trump after you've painted him as this Nazi? Yeah. You guys are the reason why this has happened. For years, y'all painted cops as bad, whites as bad, that America is bad. Now you made your bed, now you gotta lie in it. Let me say this. This country is so great and so free. You could go out and victimize yourself. Call yourself a slave. Burn down people's stores, loot. This is what I preach to people.
Yeah.
Regardless of your race or gender, you could be anything you want to be in this country.
Yeah.
But I tell people on the left, they call me a damn sellout. Because I tell them, you can be whatever you want to be, but the left's telling them you can't do but so much because of the color of your skin.
Yeah.
But I'm the sellout.
Yeah.
I'm the Uncle Tom.
If that's true, why is the leading comedian in our country?
All-time grosser selling out stadiums. The dude's 4 foot nothing. And he's black. If that was true, the best basketball player, he's black. I mean, the leading actor, he's black. Everything I see leading, they're black. If this country's so racist, why do I see this everywhere I go? My doctor's black. I still, to this day, cannot find an evil white man wearing a hood telling me I can't do certain things.
Yeah.
But y'all gonna sit back and listen to these people victimize you? Your own leaders, your own people in the black community, they're multimillionaires and they're preaching all this racism.
Yeah, and that's what the left has been preaching. And that's the product of what y'all saw this weekend.
Yeah.
That's the media did all of this.
Yeah, the snake is starting to eat itself. Y'all made y'all's bed, and now you have to lie in it.
Yeah.
Definitely the snake eating itself. And then you go back to the basic fact that all of the leaders on the left, old white men, telling them what to do. But wait a minute, I thought that was wrong. I know you see through all this. So we're starting a conversation about racism in our community. And one of the most beautiful human beings I've ever met in my entire life will be joining us right after this Fox News update, and that is Maurice Washington. He joins me to talk about race in our community here in 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're back with me today and every day. Every weekday, 10 to noon, I'm here for you, and I know you're there for me as well. Live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Talk and text line, 882-9910. And on that line right now, we have a very special guest with us, and that is Maurice Washington. Maurice, thank you so much for joining me to talk about race in our community today.
Hey, Monica, how are you? It's been a long time.
I know, it's been too long. So what have you been up to now, Mr. Former Senator?
Former State Senator? Listen, hey, I'm living the life of Riley. It's just kind of nice to be, semi-retired. You know, you get a, you pick up a gig here and there and kind of keep yourself busy. But life has been good.
What about now?
You're there? What about... I'm sorry. I didn't
what about now, watching everything that's going on in our community and going on across the world? I've got to ask you a really important question, and that is,
okay,
do you believe that the narrative that's being pushed about systemic racism, that the Black community is still being held back so much?
Well, you know, Monica, I am, you know, I'm kind of the old school, and I listen to this new generation, the millennials, et cetera, and I'm like you, I'm appalled and amazed at what has transpired in our country, especially over the last couple of days. And like everybody else, you know, what happened to George Floyd should never, ever take place, and I pray and hope that those that afflicted the loss of his life are punished accordingly. But as far as systemic racism, I don't know any other country in the world or throughout the history of mankind that has tried to right itself from its past sins. We've gone through the Civil War movement. We've gone through civil rights. We've gone through affirmative actions. We've tried to make amends for our sins. And the culmination of that, let me just say, the culmination of that is that over the last 8 years outside of President Trump, we elected a Black man to the highest office in the land, and the majority of his votes came from white voters. So you tell me where the systemic racism is at.
Well, I mean, I've tried to think. I've tried to rack my brains and wrap around where the lack of freedom is for the community. That I can think of no profession that a Black man, a woman, Asian, cannot be a part of.
Well, I can't either. And I think, you know, what I would call where our country has righted itself is giving everybody an opportunity. And that's supported through, of course, you know, our Constitution, an opportunity. Now, those achievement levels will be differing based upon one's gifting and skill sets and one's ambition and one's willingness to strive and to achieve. And so as long as the playing field is level and fair and equal for everybody, and that goes for equal justice as well, then, you know, you'll have isolated pockets where people are racist. I mean, that's a given fact. And racism is not something that's inherited. It's something that's taught. So you're either taught it through family or through friends or through other associations, and it has a tendency to breed its own self. So racism is inherently evil. It's an evil concept, and it's not just white-black or black-white or Hispanic, Native American. Racism is something that kind of lets grow within them because of certain prejudices or certain mindsets or something, certain strongholds that they've been taught. But listen, I just believe that if you give a person an opportunity to achieve on their own merit, they'll be successful, whether they succeed or fail. But at least they had the opportunity to strive for their own dreams.
Well, speaking of somebody who succeeded and succeeded big time was or is Mr. Johnson, who created BET, the BET Network.
Sure.
He's coming out now and saying that the country needs to come up with $13 trillion for reparations, and that each minority in America needs to be given $350,000. Would that change anything?
Absolutely not. Let me ask you, I mean, this has already been tried. And if you want to take a serious look at it, look at our Native American brothers. Look at the indigenous people, as PC has quoted, and I don't mean slant to it, but look at the devastation, the relocation effort, putting them on reservations. Look what it has done to that race, you know, in increase in inherited alcoholism, depression, suicide, spousal abuse, domestic violence. I mean, you can't do that to people because it robs them of their dignity. It robs them of their willingness to try to achieve and to do better. It's demeaning and it's demoralizing. And I disagree with Mr. Johnson. For the one fact that doesn't do the race any good or the ethnicity any good. And two, the second question is where do you pull that money from? If I was white and you pulled it out of my taxes to pass on to another group of people, I would be furious. I'd be very upset because I don't think it sets a tone of fairness. I don't think it sets a tone of equality and penalizing one group for another group, and that's not what we're about. That's not what our country is about.
Well, and I look at it that where is that money going to go? You know, are people going to go and invest it in educations, or is it going to go into a new car or drugs or, you know, a house? And how does that better someone with things?
Well, it doesn't. It rewards them for doing nothing. And I don't think America was ever set up that way. Listen, I know that slavery was wrong, but we righted that wrong. Even women's suffrage or a lack of opportunity to vote, we righted that. There's a lot of things that this country has righted. You can't go to any other country in this world and see the historical landmarks have been set and people that have the right to protest and to assemble and to right wrongs and make a difference. Outside of President Trump, I would probably say the only other president I know besides Reagan and Jefferson and that were blind and the narrative was a mantra of hatred. Outside of Trump, the only other one I could think of is Abraham Lincoln. They hated Lincoln, but yet still Lincoln forged the Emancipation Proclamation. He set the slaves free, and you see what it cost him, a divided country. But nonetheless, if history was taught correctly, especially to black young men, if history was taught correctly, they would understand that Abraham Lincoln loved the country and he wanted to unite the country, and he understood that the Constitution, if it was going to be fulfilled and live out its means, that everybody had to be free, everybody had to be able to retain the fruits of their own labor.
Maurice, last thought here, and I know you have to, you're still a former state senator, so you have to watch what you say sometimes, but what is the role that the media plays in this?
Oh, I tell you what, there's two things that really get to me more than anything. One is the media. I think, I'm not going to jump out and say fake news. I'm just going to say, look, you know, they control the narrative. And when they control the narrative, they can say and do anything they want to malign anybody they want. And you have to be very careful because the Bible is very explicit that we're not to be false accusers of our neighbors, to lie upon them. And so I think the media has a role, and I think the media is very important in forming constituents of the consent of the seven of the things, the events that are taking place, not only domestically, but foreign as well. But here's the other crawl that gets to me, Monica, and this is one that I have really just have bent over backwards to try to do something about it. That's our educational system. I think our educational system is appalling, especially when it's monolithic, when you have one system that that there's no competition, there's no way to voice concern. If you want to protest anything, here's what I would say. Protest our educational system that entraps young black men, people of color, into a system that doesn't educate them. And you can indoctrinate them, and I think current media indoctrinates. I think our current education system indoctrinates, but it doesn't inspire or encourage free thought, creative thought, innovative thought. It just pigeonholes people and makes them dependent on the government at that point for their existence. And I think it's just wrong. Because a well-educated populace is a populace that's free.
Well, that concerns me, Maurice, because there are legislators that are very concerned about the homeschooling that is going on right now because they believe that their parents are teaching them free thought, and they don't like that. And so when legislators think that way, I think that's going to be a serious problem for all of us in the future. And more charter schools. More independent thinking, it's got to be the way of the future.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what's a disservice to this, when history has been revised and when history is not taught, because if you understand history and societal evolution, then you have a better grasp of what this country is all about. And listen, I'm not saying that the center of our country should be forgotten or even revised or changed. They're in front of us, but they're an opportunity for us to grow and develop and become even a better nation and provide more opportunities for its citizens and those that want to migrate legally to our country and conform to our culture and our lifestyle and adhere to our values. And listen, we're not trying to mandate anybody to become like mind numb robots, but we want everybody to be who they are, individuals different, but living under the conformity of our laws and law and order within our country. Because without laws, we're doomed for non-existence.
Yeah, instead of the destruction of statues and, you know, the anger that people whip up.
Right.
How about we teach what was wrong about the situation and move forward and how we can learn from past actions?
Right. Because I think some of these young people that are out there protesting, now I'm not saying those that legitimately protested out of concern for Mr. Floyd. I'm talking about those young people that are out there vandalizing, creating mayhem, looting, they're just whipped into a frenzy, and They grab this stuff, and then I would bet you to say a month down the road, they'll discard it and throw it in the trash can because it has no value to them. But when you had to work for it, you had to put your back into it, you had to save, and you know, you had a dream, and you put forth effort to achieve that, it has value to you. But when you steal or vandalize or loot,
I am so glad I know you. And one of the things I value the most is the fact that, you know, I can call you a friend. So, Maurice, thank you so much for joining me today. And please, you know the number. Anytime you see something that needs to be corrected or get your voice out there, you know you're always welcome to be with me.
Hey, Monica, I just wanted to say this to your audience. You have the best voice in radio.
You know, I'm just going to end it on that. How about that, Maurice? Because you're making me blush and I can't talk now. My cheeks hurt.
All right.
Maurice Washington, thank you so much for joining us on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be back right after this as we continue on our conversation of what's true and what's not quite so true. But people want you to believe the worst of this country. And as far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't live anywhere else. We'll be back right after this on your live and local FM Talk. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. One of my favorite songs there. That makes me feel good. Talking about all these narratives. You know, not too long ago, I said that it's not about a virus. It's about an election. And I'm going to go on and keep saying that. It's not about a virus. It's about an election. It's not about Russia. It's about an election. It's not about protesters. It's about an election. It's not about the death of George Floyd. It's about an election. I don't have all of the facts on this yet, but I will tell you that there is news coming out from reputable sources now that the mainstream media is not going to give you. We already know the fact that the officer and Floyd knew each other. They worked together for a number of years. It was suspected in the very beginning because of the way that it looked and how people were looking the other way, i.e. the other officers, that it was a hit. I'll just say it. It was a hit. That the company that both of these people, because I'm going to stop using the term cop, because this guy was no cop. This guy was just garbage. And people using that term, to me, is slandering the men and women who laid their lives on the line for this country, for their communities. The company that they worked for, that they knew each other for so many years, did money laundering. Was a corrupt business that was being hidden by a restaurant, a nightclub. So when the coronavirus hit and it was shut down, well, people needed money. The story is that George Floyd was passing $20 counterfeit bills. Is this something that I and you should do more research into? Absolutely. Because what did I tell you at the very beginning? The stage has been set. The frustration level, the combustion just needed that spark. And that's what we got. And people are taking advantage of it now. Now we see Antifa back. Now we see BLM back. Also should be considered a terrorist group. Domestic terrorism. But we'll continue our conversation on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk right after this Fox News update.